Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama. Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. And I would love to hear from you, right? So please give me a call, 347-826-7435. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. I'll let you, man. I got you. You don't want to call. Maybe you want to interact with me in another live way, right? So if you go to smoothdrama.com, jump up in that chat room, get your anonymous chat on, guess what? We can talk a taste. We can get it in. I'm always looking for digital friends who want to get a little philosophical. Let's talk. Let's dialogue. Let's go in party people. I'm ready. Is you ready? I know I'm ready. And if you're on social media, you're on Facebook, you can ask to get into the Smooth Drama group, myself or Mr. Lavender. Although, I can say beyond a shadow of a doubt, I love the lavender smell. Not that I love smelling Mr. J. I'm just saying, I love the lavender smell. So, myself or Mr. Lavender, who I don't sniff, just be clear. We'll add you to the Smooth Drama group if you're so inclined to jump in and join our illustrious group. We try to have fun. I try to post some interesting stuff. And anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add us, we'll add you back, and we can just talk. Follow me, I'll follow you, within reason. No, I don't have the stalker gene, so I can't go too far. It's only so much I can do before I have to tap out. So, yeah, man. Speaking of tapping out, I've been watching the Olympics. Oh my goodness, man, it's a lot. I haven't watched the break dancing. I said I was gonna try, but then my heart was like, I'm gonna stop if you watch the break dancing, and so I'll have to ask somebody. I have to ask somebody if there's anybody, any of the listeners, chat room, callers, whatnot, are you watching the Olympics? Are you watching the breakdancing? Somebody tell me something. I haven't seen it. I was afraid, you know, when they added ballroom dancing, I was like, what? Why is dancing a sport? And then they added good old fashioned break dancing. So nobody wandering newcomer, nope. My favorite terrorist, no. I'm trying to get somebody to show me some love. Somebody tell me what I'm missing. So if you're listening and you just so happen to be watching the Olympics, hey, and you seen the break dancing, shoot. Hit me up in the chat room. Tell me what your thoughts. I'm curious. I've had my thoughts. I watched the women's basketball. Of course, I watched all the basketball 3-on-3 tournaments. I watched swimming. I watched the track. The funny thing about the swimming is there was the British swimmers. They won the men's 4x200 meter freestyle. It's a four leg race. So what happens is there's a guy, and this guy, Matthew Richards, he was interviewed by this broadcaster on BBC. And they asked him a question. He got to live the dream, y'all. He got to live the dream. So the reporter asked him this question. Matt, you're 18 years old. It's your first Olympics, and you swam. Honestly, your third leg was just phenomenal. Maybe some of you see it. Maybe some of you don't. This was a young man who was by a strange woman after seeing him perform. She said, your third leg was just phenomenal. Now, somewhere, somebody was saying, that's what she said, right? See, there are men waiting all their lives to hear that. And so if you've ever heard that, you're like, ah, it's like Dragon Ball Z, your Super Saiyan or whatever they call it, or it's like Superman and the Sun. You're leveled up. That's what they say in the video game. Level up. You leveled up. I'm repeat this for those of you who didn't get it. We'll move on. A strange woman told a man after seeing him perform, she said, your third leg was just phenomenal. You know, that's mic drop. Homie was like, all he did, because there's a video. It's British swimmers. It's Claire Balding from BBC Broadcaster. She's interviewing the swimmers with Tom Dean and Matthew Richards. Please, if you just look at the video or the picture, he's got the biggest grin on earth, because that was it. He's like, I didn't live. I've done my thing. I don't need to do nothing else in life. A strange woman, after seeing me perform, said my third leg was just phenomenal. It was almost a Beavis and Butthead moment. I thought he was going to, she said third leg. I thought he was going to do it. I thought he was going to do it, but it didn't happen. It didn't happen. I was waiting, though. I was waiting. And speaking of third legs, since we're there, there's a show and I know some of you may watch it because it probably comes on one of your murder channels, American Crime Story. And when I say the murder channels, I'm talking about the channels that you ladies watch. Y'all are the ones who the preponderance of the evidence says you watch the murder channel, the ID channel, all these channels where it's all murder all day. Y'all watch them. Allegedly. Could be wrong, but I doubt it, because whenever I hear the ladies talking about the stories, they're talking about the murder channel stories. Anyway, there's a show called American Crime Story. And they're doing, in September, they're premiering Impeachment, the American Crime Story. And it's taking on Bill Clinton's presidency and his sexual relationship with White House intern Monica Lewinsky. And I'm going to say this for, what, maybe the thousandth time. What was the crime? A man got his dick sucked. That is not a crime. I don't care who was married. What a, it's not a crime to get your dick sucked. And let me say this while I'm here. Sucking dick is not a crime. I'm going to say it. And if you think sucking dick is a crime, you're a horrible human being. And on top of that, you're a tragic figure. Because it's obvious you never had your dick sucked, right? And that's apparent. And I want to say, I feel for you. And I don't feel for you. Hopefully that makes sense. If you're one of them people, it's not my listeners. I'm just saying it. And so, in saying this, I'm going on to say, and I'm putting this out in the universe, for too long, ladies been living in shame for being wonderful. I'm going to repeat this. Hopefully you hear this. You feel this deep in your soul, deep in the inner recesses of wherever your recesses are. For too long, you ladies have been living in shame for being wonderful. And I'm saying, that's got to stop. So I'm saying today, all my dick suckers out there, I salute you. You're not a criminal. You're not a bad person. And I'm going to further extend it to anyone who has ever given anyone oral pleasure. You know what? You are a godsend. You are a saint. I'm saying it because for some reason we have the ideology that people who please people, they're doing something wrong. It's like folks, I don't necessarily understand prostitution. Maybe it's because I'm a butch lesbian, so I don't understand prostitution. I've said it. I don't understand the negativity with sex workers because all they do is make people happy. Sex workers make people happy. For those of you who can't or are incapable of getting someone to kiss you or kiss on you without paying them, no indictments. I'm just saying, there's a segment of the population who believe in having to pay someone to actually be around them in an intimate way. I ain't hating on you. I mean, if that's your thing, bless you. But I'm saying, there's a negativity that comes with the person that gives you that blessing. I mean, Monica Lewinsky. And instead of folks like, you know what, just give her that thumbs up, right? Because at the end of the day, what she did is what a lot of folks watch porn for. A lot of folks watch porn for, right? So either she, you can say that there's three ways to look at it. She did it because she liked getting that spray, right? She got that spray. There's people who like getting the spray. Or, you know, she's a swallower, but she had spillage. Got on the dress. Or she's both. She liked both. We don't know. We'll never know. But Monica Lewinsky is a bad person because she brought joy to someone. That's what we're talking about. I know they're going to say, oh, he's the president. He was married. Y'all know him and Hillary wasn't hitting it. And if they was, it was few and far between, because you know she looked like she had some stuff going on with other people. And we know he did. So it was obviously an arranged thing. They understood what it was, and they worked together as a couple, and it worked. It's still working. Still working. But, yeah, Monica Lewinsky is a bad person. And people are bad because they bring joy to people's lives. So I'm shouting out to all my oral copulators. You know, y'all definitely underrated. I salute you. You are the people who make the world a better place. Period, point blank. And once again, anybody who disagrees with that, you're a horrible human being and a tragic figure. Did I say that? Yeah, I did. So on that note, go on break. This is Alien Craft. Shout out to my peoples out there. Y'all know who y'all are. This is Donkey Kong. This for you.
You expand, yeah. Alien Craft, girl, I'm so extra correct, yeah. Hop out, baby, UFOs, oh, shake her in red, yeah. PBR Patrol shots, Mary Jane is dead, yeah. Who went through with that, girl, with all them bad, yeah. Put so hip out of it with tattoo on her chest, yeah. Inquiring about my loud pack, shout it be my guest, yeah. Her body got her ass tight, waist like a quarter, hover to the bungalow, wish that be transformer,
together you got to move. Drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Alien Craft, Donkey Kong. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right, so looking in the chat room, and I hear and see people talking. My favorite terrorist talking about it was Bill's fault for not checking her beforehand. He was checking her. He probably was checking her for a long time. They was checking out. I'm just saying, she kept it. Yeah, she kept the trophy. She kept the dress as a trophy. I did, because she was looking in the closet like I did that. No, I just think that she got, somebody probably found out that she was sucking him off and just threatened her. Yeah. She got threatened. And she got maneuvered. Yeah. So whether or not, I know we're talking about who's a snake, who's not. Yeah, I think she just got blackmailed. It was a political thing because it was supposedly her homegirl. So I mean that's what happened. And so aside from Superhead, Monica Lewinsky is what, probably the most famous dick sucker in American history? I don't want to do the Google search, but I know dick sucker and Monica Lewinsky probably comes up a couple of times. It's one of those things. I'm sure it happens to her utter dismay. Anyway, so the apocalypse. You know, I spent a whole year talking about the more scrumptiouser apocalypse and how it was so amazing. It was the gift that kept on giving, right? Oh yeah, that's Deep Throat, I know. But there's the gift that kept on giving, right? The apocalypse. But now we're seeing the after effects of the apocalypse. So we talk about in jail, punishment is isolation because it's to punish you, social isolation. You can't be around people, whatnot. And it drives folks crazy. And so we've seen that, right? We've physically seen folks just take another level on crazy. Just, it's been amazing. So, Exhibit C. There's a passenger on Frontier Airlines from Philadelphia to Miami. Had to be duct taped. Because apparently he couldn't keep his hands to himself. He groped two flight attendants and got into a physical altercation with another one. So homie was arrested Sunday and charged with 3 counts of battery because he just touching flight attendants on the ass and groping the titties and getting into art. It's like, This is like the third or the fourth case of folks just being crazy, having to be duct taped on the plane. And so I'm blaming it on the apocalypse. I'm blaming it on the apocalypse because this is the fallout of the apocalypse where you're seeing all the insane actions of people who were trapped inside. They had to deal with themselves. And you know, if you're by yourself and you don't know how to deal with yourself, manage your time, coping mechanisms. You do shit like taking off your shirt, getting drunk on the airplane, getting duct tape on the airplane. I can't say I'm shocked. I can't say I'm shocked. Because obviously we're talking about people cooped up and they get free and they just want to go out there and just be wilding. So stuff that wasn't even a consideration for some folks before the apocalypse, it's all on the table. It's all on the table. Because you had time to look and think about it. And now that it's on the table, folks are like, shh, what the hell? And so crazy folk trying to jump off airplanes, trying to open up airplane doors while they're moving. I mean, touching the flight attendants on the ass, grabbing titties, all this crazy stuff that's happening. Folks getting shot, asking for masks. It's being told to wear a mask. I mean, all of this is sitting right there. Just waiting to come out because folks don't care. So as we know, things that just normally weren't thought of, they happen now. Because you could say a couple years ago, 3 years ago, no one would have thought, hey, you need to wear a mask, you get shot, if somebody said that. It wasn't a shooting offense. But now folks are dying because somebody asked you to wear a mask. Proliferation of crazy stuff happening on the plane, folks getting their ass beat on the plane. And so now it's another incentive for me to lift weights and do my thing. Because I have to. Because you never know. Because I flew on the plane, and I'm just thinking, am I going to have to whoop somebody's ass today to save my life? Am I going to have to steal on somebody? So it's like now you're going into the airport, and you're just looking around at different people. You're sizing them up like, okay, yeah, she can get knocked out. Yeah, he can get knocked out. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Do something crazy. I got all y'all. I think like that now. That's what the apocalypse has happened. Got us thinking about crazy stuff that never would have thought that I was going to have to worry about. Right? Just, it shouldn't happen. It shouldn't happen. But here it is. So, for example, there's a woman who was ducking scam calls. Y'all know how we get all these calls, and you're like, shh. Okay, and I mean, I've talked about it where I'm always talking crazy to them, whatnot. But there was this woman who, she was ducking the calls, and then she found out when she finally answered that she won $1.47 million in the lottery jackpot. And I'm like, damn it! Damn it! Because you make that decision, right? So do you let the greed inside you come out and say, what if somebody's calling me to tell me I won $1 million? Because it's creeping now. Because this is a story about a woman that was ducking it. She answers the phone. They're like, hey, you won $1.47 million. And then she got it. She got it. And she was avoiding their phone calls. So now I got a decision. And this is the decision that we all have, right? Do we dodge? Because you got the strange numbers calling you. And it's like, do you dodge it now? You hear the story and it's like, man. Because you're thinking, did I play? I played. So sometimes you say if you played and then now maybe you won and they're trying to call you and you're like, nah, I don't recognize this number. So I don't know if I'm predisposed to not singing silly songs on the phone now. Because I had got to the point now where I'm just singing a silly song. And it's been fun for me. It really has, right? So I can do something like sing the Mistress Chocolate nursery rhyme or whatever. I can do that. And they're on the other end like, what the hell? And then they hang up. And I'm like, am I messing up? Is this the publisher clearinghouse that I didn't apply for, but I win anyway? And you get that knock on the door. I never get that knock on the door. But I was like, maybe it'll happen one day. And maybe I've been avoiding that call. Get my check. Damn you, scammers. That might potentially pay me, but I know there's a 99.999999% chance that it's not going to happen for me. But it's that 0.000001 that gives you pause. Just gives you pause. It's a little bit. Oh, mysterious local, you're funny. That is funny. So yeah. So I had that, and then I read about New York City. There's some research that was done. And this is them talking about global warming. We're going to talk about global warming throughout the rest of this show. And so new research conducted by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they found that smelly deodorants are causing the majority of smog in New York City. So, this is how it begins. So, in their research, I'm gonna say it, and then I got my piece. They found evaporative ingredients used in such fragrant goods are typically sourced from fossil fuels, with millions of people applying these products in close proximity. The particles greatly add to ozone pollution, even more than traffic. So what they're saying is, because a lot of people in New York City wear deodorant, they're creating some of the smog in NYC. How does this begin? What am I talking about? See, when people hear that, then they're like, well, maybe we don't need deodorant. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how the zombie apocalypse starts. Funky folks. I'm just going to say it now. This research comes out and folks are like, you know what? We're going to, like they talk about conserving water, they don't flush the toilet. They're going to conserve deodorant because we want to change the smog in the air. So it's going to be a lot of people funking up the joint in New York. I get asked about New York. I'm like, because I always think zombie apocalypse when I think of New York. I'm being honest. I know it sounds facetious, but I always think about the zombie apocalypse or Godzilla will tear that shit up because it's 10 million people in a little area. It's a little bitty area. It's a lot of people. I just think if I'm there for the zombie apocalypse, it's over. I'm done. Because it's gonna be overrun. It's too many. Just observation. So, yeah. Please, people in New York, keep your deodorant on. Don't listen to these fools. They tell you, hey, y'all committing this smog. You tell them, God damn it, no. I'm going to wear my deodorant. It's not going to stop. Please don't stop wearing your deodorant. That would hurt. That would hurt me and probably a whole lot of people. So I'm talking about being hurt. I'm talking about being crushed. And I'm talking about being mad. And being the hater that I am. So I saw this ad for Odell's new gender neutral body wash. Odell's new gender neutral body wash. So I'm stuck on gender neutral. Cause I just thought soap was soap. I didn't know gender was involved with soap. And body wash is soap. So it's like, this is a body wash that's for all genders. It's gender neutral. What the f*** does that mean? All soap is gender neutral. Soap. Now, I know they're going to say, oh, there's men's scents and there's women's scents. I'm sorry. But I love taking bubble baths. I take bubble baths. I like the lavender scent. I like a lot of scents. I mean, and quite honestly, I will say that if it bubbles up right, I don't care what scent it is. I'm about the bubbles. The scents, I'm cool. I'm throwing my Epsom salt in there and whatever it is I'm using for my bubble bath, I'm using it. I don't care. I'm wild like that. And while I'm confessing to, I don't care what it smells like when I'm taking the bath. I mean, I do care, but I don't care. Not enough to say, oh, this is a man smell, this is a woman smell. No, it just smells good. And I'm cool with that. And so if we're gonna play politics with soap, we're gonna play politics with soap and deodorant and stuff like that. I think that you're the scum of the earth. Yes, I know my co-host. She's like, that's why you call people scum of the earth. Yes, you're scum of the earth. If you're playing politics with soap, you know what? I encourage soap use. That's it. That I encourage soap use. I don't care what it smells like. You shouldn't either. It's like, oh, but this is a man scent. Is it? What's a man scent? I know we have colognes and perfumes, whatnot. And say, oh, well, we need something light, something heavy. I mean, I've gone in between the different smells on different colognes. A manly smell is whatever I smell like. Because I make it smell good. That's just me. Because I'm one of them strange people who don't care whether or not I'm fogging up the Bay Area with my deodorant or my other personal, what do you say, product. I wear a cologne. I use soap, and I don't call it gender neutral soap. I call it soap that I like because it does not ruin my skin. I have soft skin. I am not ashamed to say I'm a man who has soft skin. I have feet that aren't crusty. And I can honestly come out and say, you know what? I put chapstick on my lips. I brushed all the teeth that I want to keep because my dentist said brush the ones you want to keep. You know, that whole hygiene thing? That whole hygiene thing and smelling good and feeling good and all that? I don't have an issue with that. And I'm unabashedly using coconut oil, lotion, whatnot. I want my skin to be soft. And I'm going to guess that there are women who appreciate a man who ain't every time he touches me, he ain't pulling the skin off their shoulders, rubbing your booty, peeling all the beautiful skin you got off, because I'm caressing your ass with my stone-like hands, unlotioned hands, rubbing up against you, cutting you with my granite hard feet, or kissing you with my lips that can cut through plaster. Because I just don't believe in doing the whole chapstick moisturizing my situation. And I say moisturizing my situation. I mean, and I'll even go on to next level. A lot of times I prefer to sit on the toilet. Not because I'm emasculated. I'm gonna throw a hygiene tip out there. Ladies, you might want to talk to your dude. If you have one. There's after sex urination. I'm gonna be above board on this. After sex urination. After sex, a man may or may not spray. From experience, a man may or may not spray. And so standing up urination after sex may not result in some spray action. That may leave that off-colored liquid all over the toilet area. Not necessarily 100% in the bowl. Which, for some folks, that would be something that they would not encourage, right? So, being that I care a little bit about hygiene, whether it's at my house or someone else's house. After sex, I sit down on the toilet. Even though I'm doing number one. Why? Because, hey, I didn't want to spray. I wanted to be considerate. That's what I'm saying. So, also, another tip, just so, because we think it's different. After urination, I wipe mine off. I prefer to wash mine off. Why? So just in case those people from the first segment, the people that I gave that shout out to, just in case you wanted to do that, I didn't want to leave you the urination residue. I'm trying to be considerate. You're going to be considerate to me, I'll be considerate to you. Now, I think of that as consideration. Some people say that's emasculation. He sits on the toilet. Look at him. He used deodorant. He smelled good. He got soft hands. He's soft. Yeah. Because, you know, wearing lotion is not masculine. Yep. Smelling good is not masculine to some people. I'm just saying. What we're talking about here is common courtesy. Now, some people believe in that. Some people don't. Now, if you care about it, and I'm talking to my listeners out there. If you care about that, you just notice that about folks. I'm just saying. Whew. And on that note, I think I'm going to go on break. This is Planet 6, the American Nightmare.
Y'all niggas out there think y'all live in the American dream? Like niggas ain't trying. Wake the fuck up! It's the American Nightmare, let's go! I'm young, black, and getting richer. Flamboyant, call me literature. Take a look at this picture. Lyrical Instagram, no filter. Y'all wasn't prepared for me. I swear all y'all niggas scared of me. I'm not a racist, I'm a real. Even my white friends say they feel me. I'm fucking a housewife of Atlanta. Why shouldn't I live in Atlanta? I'm a 2012 Black Panther. We the gift, man. Black Santa. They don't want us to make money here. Ghetto niggas, yeah, we all wanna be millionaires. Uptown, yeah, I'm out of shit. I am America's nightmare. Okay, only a few survive, right? Even my ghost is in the ghost. That means you could die twice. I'm like the sun shining through the sky bright. Fresh as death while in the air, that's a suicide flight. Ain't another motherfucker living who can rhyme quite like me. I'm bringing Malcolm X back to life. Fight Lee, running around with cop killers like Ice-T. I'm a bad motherfucker who never hates on the rest, but I'm penetrating their flesh. Big brother and little brother, meet Hova and Mr. West in their younger days. In other words, we the best. I'm a renegade with better grades than D and F. Straight A's, nigga, that's the honor roll flow. I'm the future cause I'm ahead of these niggas by light years. Now all these haters need to know, they call me anything ill, the American Nightmare. Yeah.
Yeah, nigga, we thought we was out here living the American dream, so we saw y'all motherfucking faces, so we figured, you know what? We them niggas nightmare. My motherfucking kids go through with your kids, nigga. I'm in the same tax bracket as you, motherfucker. I'm legit, nigga. Shout out to the whole motherfucking squad. The Tomorrows, Jamal, T.O. and this bitch. Slow. Nick Love, Fame, P-Time, and the motherfucking leader of the pack, motherfucking Planet 6. Y'all niggas got me in the booth talking shit. I ain't never been in a booth a day in my motherfucking life. And that's what the fuck we gotta do for you bitches to hear us. Y'all motherfuckers need to be very afraid, cause I ain't gonna stop motherfucking talking until we at the motherfucking top. Receiving awards and shit. Nigga, this is motherfucking General Radar, bitch.
Together you got the smooth drummer. Smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word. That was Planet 6. American Nightmare. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, I see there are some people who agree with me in the chat room. Just deodorant. Deodorant. It works. Soap. Soap can be your friend too. And speaking of cleaning up situations, so I just couldn't help but to see that they were talking about Afghanistan, and they have what some do, Zalmay Khalilzad, who's the U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan. He said, the situation is very concerning, and our expectation is that both the government and the Talibs would focus on the political settlement. Because apparently they say the situation is rapidly deteriorating in Afghanistan. And I sat up and thought, like, when was that shit good? Did I miss something? Did I miss the part where it was like you hear people talking, like people, instead of wanting to go to Hawaii, hey man, you ever been to Afghanistan? Nah, dog, I hear it's awesome. We should go. We definitely should plan a trip. Nobody's talking about a trip to Afghanistan. Anytime we think about Afghanistan, we thinking about bullets being shot, folks getting blowed up. Can anybody else remember that time when we weren't talking about Afghanistan in the negative way? And I'm gonna guess that there's probably some beautiful terrain in Afghanistan, but I don't think anybody in this lifetime is thinking about going there. I have never, ever, ever, never, ever heard of Afghanistan as that vacation mecca, a place where, man, you got to see it. You just got to see it, because it's just awesome. Nope, not happening. But, yeah, the situation deteriorating. That's what's happening. Because we're talking about Afghanistan. It's deteriorating. Maybe I'm the only person that finds that shit funny, but I think it's hilarious. I think it's hilarious. But because we're at that point, I gotta do Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what's that shit that happened again? We talking about climate change, right? Global warming. So, I'm reading this article where they're talking about the melting ice imperils 98% of the emperor penguin colonies by the year 2100. Like, okay. And so they talk about how the life cycle of the emperor penguins is tied to having stable sea ice, which they need to breed, to feed, and to molt. And I just sat up and thought, like, okay. They're talking about around 70% of the colonies would be in danger. So now, in Antarctica, during the winter, they endure temperatures of minus 40 and wind speeds about 90 miles per hour. So they huddle together in groups of several thousand, but they say they can't survive without sufficient sea ice. I'm going to Groundhog Day. Have anybody ever asked the emperor penguin if they would rather not have to sit and huddle with 100,000 other people to keep more other penguins? Or are the males tired of sitting on the egg to keep it warm? Man, I don't know about y'all, but just a giant egg up my ass while I wait for my woman to come back to throw up in my mouth so that we can all live. Yeah. I can see how it being a little bit warmer and the emperor penguins not having to sit on the egg, how that might benefit them a little bit more. We can both go hunt, but we can leave the egg to hatch eventually before we'll be back in time for the birth of our child. Cause they seem to have that now. Mama comes back right on time every time. Cause they G's like that. I'm saying, we talk about what we think, but having it a little bit warmer, minus 40 is really, really cold. Now, as somebody who's been in minus below zero, it's overrated. It's overrated. Maybe you like it. I can't say that I would love it. I would take 82 every time. I know some, oh, it's too hot, 82 degrees. But if you was in minus 10, that 82 sounds good as hell. That 82 sounds good as hell. Just saying. So I'm hearing about this, and I'm guessing that the penguins, they'll be all right. Like, so you telling me I ain't got to sit on my egg because it's warmer? I ain't gonna have an egg up my ass the whole time. So I think the only thing that would be in danger is penguin relationships, because now the women penguins, you know, they go off and they do their thing. And then they come back with food. Let's just say that they may have an excursion or two. Maybe they go and they get their groove back somewhere. I don't know. It's penguins, right? I'm talking crazy. But I'm saying, we don't know. But we speculate about things, but nature finds a way. Nature always finds a way. Because they can adapt. So if it's not minus 40 and it's 40 degrees, it's still cold. I mean, if it's 30 degrees, it's still cold. At least on my watch, 30 degrees is cold. But they would get that opportunity to warm up. I'd adjust. But that's just me. I'm just talking outside my neck. I mean, because we, and that's, I think that's the hubris of being human. We want to dictate to everybody else, oh, the climate change and the animals is like, penguins like, shit, man, look, if it warmed up around here, I ain't mad. I'm guessing there's not a penguin in the world, a male penguin at least, with an egg up his ass who wouldn't be happy. But I could be wrong. I could be wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it from a perspective that maybe folks don't understand. But to me, it just made sense. And on that note, I'm Mr. F the N-Word. This is another Smooth Drama production. Thank you for listening. You want to continue the chat, you go to smoothdrama.com. We have the chat room. Would love to converse with you. If not, I catch you on the flip side. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.